It is the morning digestion for this December 13th, closing in on Christmas. Let me remind you, I'm going to try to put something up for Monday the 23rd, Tuesday the 24th, Wednesday the 25th, Thursday the 26th, but I won't be doing podcasts because I'm going to be off seeing the grandkids. And that just happens this time of year. Oh, well. So there was apparently a, you know, big ugly scene in the impeachment hearings yesterday, and they put off the vote until today. The what are you going to say? It's just a big ugly scene. I mean, I would say this. Look. First of all, everything is under the politics heading today. The conservatives win big in the UK. That's in the New York Times everywhere. Wrong again. The media predicted economic ruin from Brexit. Yesterday, the pound jumped. It's in the New York Times. This story, and I think this has a bearing on the impeachment, or clearly has a bearing on the impeachment. It's an opinion piece by David Brooks in the New York Times. And he's talking about how the class we call exhausted by politics is what actually rules politics. The left and the right are screaming at each other. And meanwhile, Brooks estimates about 75% of the public is somewhere in the middle and just worn out and doesn't want to hear about it anymore. And I think there's a lot of evidence of that. And I know I feel it myself. Democrats put off impeachment vote until today because they're exhausted. That's in the New York Times. New York Times columnist, the communist Michelle Goldberg, whines that democracy grief is real. Oh, my God, we're losing our democracy. You know, you hear this a lot from these people, and what they mean by democracy is their democracy, the kind that works for them, the kind that excludes conservatives. The kind that cancels conservatives. That's their democracy. And they're having grief about it because it's, you know, it's a tug of war. Washington Post, name-calling and dragging up drug histories in the House markup session yesterday. Matt Gaetz, I'll probably run the bites later in the podcast, read from the New York Magazine story about Hunter Biden, who had some kind of little wreck with his Hertz rent-a-car, and when the Hertz looked at the car, they found a crack pipe and cocaine and other things in it. And you know, he asked, well, you know, what kind of negotiator is Hunter Biden for Burisma, the big multi-billion dollar gas company, when he can't even negotiate with Hertz? Washington Post questions, who's going to lead the impeachment prosecution for the House? Of course, everybody wants it, but Nancy probably will mark you off the list if you look like you're campaigning for it. Adam Schiff's going to be in there. You know it. Phase one of the China deal is happening, according to the Washington Post. The markets rocket, according to the Wall Street Journal on that news. But meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal is reporting China offers no confirmation that that's true. Washington Post, this is an interesting story, figuring out the left's candidates. This is all Warren, Buttigieg, Biden, all of them over there, Bernie, and how their supporters divide up. And just reading this thing will make you dizzy. It is one of the most complex things about politics I've ever read, and yet it's happening right in front of us. I mean, you see Buttigieg, you see Warren, you see Amy Klobuchar, you see Bernie Sanders, you see Biden. Somehow or another, it's a lot more complicated than we thought. Trump is trying to get black voters. This isn't Politico. He's taking out ads in black newspapers. Patton Oswalt, who I'm told is a comedian. I don't know him, but you know, if I see his name on anything, I'm not going to watch it. He said Trump supporters are assholes. The Week. Trump tweeted 109 tweets in a day. I think he may have had some help. I think he has a tweet team. The IG, This is hysterical. New York Times guy says Trump has turned investigations into political tools. Oh my God. What have the Democrats done if not that? And accused Trump of it. New York Times, had to swallow hard to run this one. The IG says no vindication for the FBI. The New York Times sheepishly admits. Interesting story in the New York Times. There's a woman who, this all happens in China, right? There's a woman who claims that she was raped by a Chinese billionaire. The Chinese version of Twitter came down on her, calling her a slut and a gold digger and everything. 800 million people canceled her. She's trying to hide. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. I mean, this is stories in the New York Times. And I want to say it makes me think that this is just bullshit. But they're running a piece that says Nike really does have fast shoes. You really can run faster in Nike shoes. Wall Street Journal, Lachlan Murdoch, who is running Fox News, buys a $150 million palace in Bel Air. Somehow or another, I think I contributed to that. Oh, New York Post, that story about the 18-year-old girl from, I think, South Carolina, who was going to school at Barnard College in Upper Manhattan, took a walk in Morningside Park, got mugged by teens, which is code for you-know-what teens, and stabbed to death. A 13-year-old has been arrested in the stabbing murder of this 18-year-old college freshman. A 13-year-old. A little short today. I'm going to work on a podcast, so if you're not already a subscriber, go to johngibson.com and subscribe. And write me a note at host@johngibson.com and send me a phone call to the bitch box, 859-544-2766. Leave me a message. I'd sure appreciate it. And follow me on Twitter @GibsonRadio.